For those of you who heard the sermon here last week, and Neil alluded to a woman who was going to pull her kids from private, put them in public because there was no other option, and she prayed. You guys remember that? And that was Linda Hansen, who is the principal of Heartland Christian Homeschool Center. God makes a way, always. Mark and myself, Mark is the pastor, one of the senior pastors here. When we put Neil in a public school in La Mesa, a great district, and it was horrible. This was 30 years ago. The kids were just, he was in with a really rambunctious, foul-mouthed group of kids, and I would be an aide in the classroom. Well, I had a homeschool business. Mark was driving a taxi at the time. We were trying to open a church. So I came home crying one day and said, these are the kids he's going to go through school with. Like, this isn't good. They're going to go through class. And he said, well, let's pray. We sat and prayed. God did not answer. We had no money. There just wasn't going to be there. If we could afford one kid, we couldn't afford two. So what were we going to do? And Mark turned to me, and I said, I feel like the light at the end of the tunnel's going out. Because I'm stuck house cleaning, which I enjoyed. And I had a great business. And I was going to school to try to get my degree. And he said to me, what do you want to get your degree in? And I said, I think I want to be a teacher. And he said, what would you teach? And I said, math. He said, really? Like, so we got off the couch. We finished praying. I made dinner. There was no answer. And 6 months later, I was teaching in a school in math. I was teaching math to high schoolers with no degree, and both of our children were scholarshiped for free in that school. God could have done anything. I remember crying, thinking, you could have just increased my business I had. What was I saying? Thank you, house cleaning. You could have increased it. He gave me a job. It's impossible. It was impossible, and yet, so our faith grew. All of a sudden, I thought, God does things. He makes a way. So I'm going to ask Sandy to come up here now. Sandy is we call her our school choice director. I don't want to confuse you. Jenny's in the back signing you up to get your money back from the government. You're signing a school choice petition. Give us back the money we're giving you in taxes. That's different. On our website, if you have any questions, after today you go home and you go, I'm really confused about something, you can email us, fill out a form at schoolchoice at Foothills Church. It's on our website, really easy to find. Sandy's the director because she's done every option, every lane she's gone down. So I'm going to give you Sandy.
This is called. Good morning. And normally I use a handheld, so if I fumble with that up my act, I apologize ahead of time. So my name is Sandy Foreman. My husband and I have been together 35 years. We have 7 children. And our oldest went to public school up through 3rd grade. And then we pulled her and we went to private school, to our own Foothills Church private school. And we, you know, we had made a decision similarly like Linda and God. We don't know how we're going to do it, but God made a way. And then we started putting more and more kids in, and it was wonderful. I love the private school, but it even with help, it got a little costly when you hit 5 kids and more. And then I just had such a big age span that I was kind of split between different classes. So although I loved the private school education, I thought I need to do something different. And we prayed and we asked the Lord, and I ended up with going with a homeschool, full-time homeschool charter school. And I loved that. And so I was schooling the kids full-time, and that was super fun, loved it. And then my kids were reaching high school age, and I started to find that this just wasn't working for them, being in the public school charter, even though it was full-time homeschool. And then now my youngest is finishing his senior year. I'm almost free, you guys! And I filed for private school affidavit and just homeschooled full-time that way. So I've been in almost every lane that we're going to talk about and option today, so I'm a little bit familiar with most of those. Couple questions before we get started. How many families here Have children that are currently attending public schools. Can you just raise your hands for me? Wow, bless your heart for being here. I'm so glad you're here. And how many educators and teachers are here today? Oh, lovely. Thank you for coming. There's even options for you guys. And I appreciate you guys. We, as a church, appreciate you guys. Does everyone have one of these pamphlets? Everyone has one? If you don't, will you just raise your hand and someone will bring you one? Because we're going to look at this together, and it'd be nice for you to have one. So just raise your hand. They'll get to you. Now, we are going to post this conference main session online. So if someone is at home watching right now, you too could be a part of this conference. but wait, there's more. Go ahead and pause the video right now and download the link to this so you can follow along. All right, back to you guys. Okay, so let's open it up together and look at these five lanes of educational options. Lane one says independent homeschool education. That would be a private school affidavit. It's, in definition, a short definition, a family that establishes their own private school. So when we think about traditional homeschool, this is the lane we're thinking of, you know, of a homeschooled kid. It's in this lane. In the state of California, you become a school in which you enroll your own children. That's what a private school affidavit is. Everyone who is a private school, a public school, a homeschool, they file a private school affidavit, and that's how we sign up with the state of California to homeschool our children full time. You submit that online form to California once a year. Now, when you go to breakout session for this lane, you will get an in-depth detail about how to do that, mostly in-depth. Detailed without taking too much time. So if you have questions about that, save them for that breakout, because that's where you're going to learn how to do that. And it's very simple. And because you're homeschooling your child, there's no vaccines required. You don't have to keep samples of your work or attendance. You may have heard from people that that is something that you need to do. You don't technically have to, although it would be recommended. So keeping track in your mind of how often they're in, how many days they attend school. I think it's 180 days, 170 days, something right about there. See, I'm exact. And you want to be mindful that your kids are doing all the bulk of work that they're supposed to do in that school year. Does it have to be complicated work? No. You get to choose what you teach, and you get to choose the curriculum that you're teaching in your home. And on the back of this form, or this pamphlet, you'll notice that there's curriculum listed on the back here that many people have recommended. Some of it's all-inclusive, some of it you could take from this, you know, curriculum and this curriculum. I like the math here, I like this, the English here, or you can pick an all-inclusive. And I recommend you just get curriculum that is easy for you and easy for your child to use. That way you're not spending hours outside of doing the schoolwork with them trying to figure out how to get them to do the work, the lessons, and teach it to them. So pick something that makes sense to you and is easy for you and easy for them. You educate your child to their strengths and talents and interests. You know, you could choose literature-based learning. You could choose hands-on. I know one family who their child did better test-taking verbally and orally. It's just the way that their child processed in their brain instead of written. And, you know, if it was written, they'd get like a D, and if it was orally, they'd get an A. And that doesn't necessarily work in a public school or in a full-time classroom, but it would work great at home. So you can teach to their strengths. You can choose what's an interest to them. You can use manipulatives and hands-on manipulatives. A lot of kids are tactile learners. I'm not going to read through every single note on here, but I'm just highlighting a few things out of each lane for the sake of time. You can read through this more so later. But there's a lot of flexibility with homeschooling. Within your day, you know, you can school from 9 to noon. You don't have to go from 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. You can choose how you set up your day. You can choose when your vacations are. Maybe you take a whole month off for the month of December so that you can go on vacation and visit family, and you just do a couple extra weeks in the summertime. You get to choose. You know, maybe your child's sick that day, but you still want to keep them progressing forward in their education, so you put on a National Geographic and you have them watch a video on something they're already learning in science or history or something like that. There's so many beautiful and unique ways that you can do this, and it's successful. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, I'm not smart enough to teach my kids at home. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not good in math either. So that's where you get a tutor, or usually sometimes a husband is better at it than maybe the wife, or vice versa. Linda loves teaching math, so, you know, I could hire her maybe. So, you know, but we think that, like, we're not going to be able to do this. But you know what? To my surprise, you know, I always thought, well, I can't do the reading, writing, arithmetic real well, but I can teach them about God. So I focused on that first, and you know what, to my surprise, my kids are super intelligent, and they're great communicators, because that's another misnomer with homeschooled kids, is that they're kind of introverted, and they can't really communicate well. My kids had an easy time communicating with adults, because they were with me all day, and chatting, and talking, and tell me what you learned, and reading comprehension. You know, I would just say, give it to me verbally while I'm, you know, chopping veggies in the kitchen, and they would spit back out to me everything they learned, and it was great. It was great conversation, and the older ones are helping the younger ones, so there's this real collegial, you know, atmosphere where they're supporting one another. It was wonderful. It's a great option. It's a good lane, and it's a free option, other than you buying your own curriculum, which then you could borrow, you could find used. You know, you could borrow from a library if you're doing literature based. There are ways to keep that cost minimal. Now, some of the concerns is that you would be paying for all of those things. You're going to pay for the extracurriculars that are currently available in maybe the school that you're in, but, you know, now you're going to pay out of pocket for that, and for the curriculum and things like that. You're also responsible for filing that paperwork to the state. So that could be a point of, you know, apprehension for you. Like I said, Jasmine McIntyre, who is leading this breakout, will explain what that looks like to you, and how easy it actually is. You have to prepare and plan ahead for your child's high school education. So starting in junior high, you should be thinking ahead, because there's certain requirements and credits and units that you need to have in high school. You know, maybe it's 2 science classes, or is it 4 science classes? The graduation requirements are different if you're just getting a diploma or you're going to a university. So in this breakout, you will have a form that she's going to hand out to you that'll help map that out for you. So kind of thinking ahead of time is something you'll want to do if you're homeschooling, so that your child is going to be well set up for what he's doing after high school. So there are things for you to think about in that lane that might be a concern to you, but that would be up to you if that is something that you would want extra help and you move into one of the other lanes, like lane number 2. Lane number 2 is kind of like homeschooling with perks. It is a Christian homeschool program. It's a private school program which has filed the affidavit for you. So they've done the paperwork with the state for you. And when you sign up, you still become the teacher of your own school in that school. However, and usually no vaccines are required with this lane in those schools, and the school keeps all those records for you, you still have so much freedom. You get to choose the curriculum, unless you're enrolled in a class. But here's the perks of doing this. In this school, oftentimes, they will have resources for you, whether that's classes for extracurriculars or special interests or core classes, like an English class or something like that. And so you can opt to buy into that class and have your, you know, student attend. And so it's a beautiful way for you to also connect with other parents who are like-minded, for your children to connect and make lifelong friends. You still have a lot of the flexibility and the freedom to still school your kids with the curriculum you want to use to their strengths, to their interests. However, there's support. There's also usually staff available to assist you to answer some of the questions like, well, how do I do this? Or what about that? Or my child's having difficulties with this. And they can also help you map out your student's educational path for high school and beyond and get you set up real well. So there's a real support there in this lane. Some of the concerns, well, you still are going to pay for your own curriculum. You still have to think ahead and plan ahead for your child's future in education. And there are possible parent volunteer hours. So you want to be willing to say, well, I'm going to invest some hours in a class or whatever they're asking. And that's not every school, but some do. And you pay a monthly fee to be enrolled in this because they're filing all the paperwork for you, they're holding a file for you of maybe samples or things like that. So there are things there that may be a concern to you. Moving on to the third lane, which is your other, basically free lane, is the public school charter. Now, public school charters have part-time, they have full-time, and they have homeschool programs. I used the full-time homeschool program. A charter school is a school that receives government funding but operates independently of the established state system, school system. And this is a beautiful opportunity to homeschool your children full-time while letting your tax dollars work for you. So you enroll your child in a public school homeschool charter program. So I'm going to talk from that perspective, that it would be a charter school as a full-time homeschool. No vaccines are required if you're full-time homeschooling. However, if you choose to attend one of their academies or learning centers and do class days, there may be vaccine requirements. That is something you'd have to find out with the charter that you enroll in. The charter school keeps the records for you, but you still get to choose your curriculum, which means it could be Christian-based curriculum. They provide funds for curriculum, supplies, elective classes, and you get to educate your child to their strengths and interests still. However, they will not purchase Christian curriculum. So if you want a Christian-based curriculum, you are going to need to purchase that out of pocket, okay? But if it's not a Christian-based curriculum, and if you're wanting craft paper, you know, note paper, you know, art supplies, this is your tax dollars at work for you. My kids, you know, had special interests that they were interested in, and I could enroll them into music, I could enroll them into art classes, and that state money went to pay for that, so I wasn't paying out of pocket. They even took aviation over at Golden State Flying Club, my high schoolers, and got to clock time in the air. That was a great thing to do. So, and that was our tax dollars at work, so thank you very much to get them through things like that. I mean, my daughter was really into biology and she got suture kits. So it was really, and it was very flexible, similar to lane one and two, where I get to dictate our daily schedule. I get to dictate when our vacations are, for the most part, because every month, one of the concerns is you're going to meet with an education specialist, and they are going to want you to write down your attendance and fill that out. They are going to ask for samples that they're going to put into a file. So you are going to have to meet some of the requirements of that public school charter. Every public school charter is different. So you're going to need to research and choose which one is the right fit for you and your family. Now, I say you can use Christian curriculum, and you can. And they will not purchase Christian curriculum for you. And many charters will not accept Christian curriculum samples. So let's say you choose an Abeka Math, and it says Pensacola Christian College along the bottom. That wouldn't be acceptable because it would be, in the state's eyes, that's a Christian curriculum. Even though it's just addition, subtraction, you know, basic things, to them that's still Christian. So how do you, you know, what do you do about that? Well, you could go online, you could print off a free worksheet that has some addition and subtraction on it and have your kids fill that out instead. So you're still free to use the curriculum you want. You just can't turn in the samples of that. Now, keep in mind, all charter schools are still public schools. And at the learning centers, you have a public school. I mean, it could be a Christian. I don't know. We wouldn't know. Teacher there. And so what are they teaching the kids? From what perspective? Is it a Christian worldview or is it a worldly worldview? Is it going to contain common core values? Is it going to have any critical race theory involved or comprehensive sexual education mixed in? I don't know. And that's what you would have to research and discover for yourself if you chose to send them to a learning center. And vaccines may be required for full-time learning centers. So that's something you'd want to ask. Now, I get asked a lot this question of, why would you, Sandy Foreman, leave the public school charter lane when they're giving you money so you can buy pens and pencils and all those wonderful things and all these classes? And, you know, this is this, like the best of both worlds. Well, when my kids hit high school, I had an agenda of what I wanted them to teach and learn and the books I wanted to teach them out of, and the public school still had an agenda of what they wanted my kids to accomplish. And so I could have stayed there and reaped all those outside benefits, but if I want my kids to do the bulk of the work in this book, here's all your assignments, here's all the tests, here's the research, all the things that you're going to need to do, and I still have to make them do this to meet that public school charter's requirement of, I need you to turn this in and do this, now my kids are doing double work. And that's where it started to get difficult. So do I teach to their test? Do I teach to their requirement of what they want me to turn in? Now I abandon this? Or do I double up my students' work? And for me, that just makes my kids hate this and wanna, you know, not do it. You know what I mean? It's just too much. So I made the choice to pull them, and that's when I started homeschooling full time. But I loved it otherwise. So it's just a matter of, and every charter is different of what they're asking the parents and the children to do and require for them. So that's your job to figure that, find that out with each charter. And we have resources at the bottom of each lane there of places you can go, schools you can research. So moving on to lane four, this lane gives you the most help where they can do it for you for the most part, which is beautiful because then you don't have to think, well, what curriculum do I want to use? Okay, let's try this. Oh, that didn't work out so great for my kid. Let's try that. And you're just kind of trying to wade through it and figure it out yourself. Well, this one has figured it out. They're pros, they're experts. They have so much experience and they can help you do this. So a private school is independent in its finances and governance, also known as non-governmental, privately funded, or non-state schools. They are not administered by local, state, or national governments. Now, you enroll your child in a school that supports your values. Vaccinations may be required. You'd have to ask the school. Some of the private schools offer part-time, some are full-time. You'd have to look that up to see what is the best fit for your family. The school keeps all the records for you. They teach the subjects. You just get to be mom and dad. The school determines the start and end dates, so there's less flexibility there in your daily routine. But there's extracurriculars. Kind of like lane two has some extracurriculars, the private schools usually have extracurriculars, whether that's art or music or sports. And there's often tutors available that they can, if you're saying my child needs help, they have resources and they can help you. Foothills is a three-day split. I believe they have tutor days on Mondays and Fridays. The kids attend Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And my kids loved that. They loved the routine and the connection with friends. And I loved the fact that I didn't have to plan everything out. And on the home days, I got to connect with my kids. So it kind of was the best of both worlds for me, where they got to go to school and have that camaraderie with friends, but then I also got to have them home with me where we could connect and build relationship. I liked that. What's a downside? Well, you're gonna have to pay for, maybe if they don't offer extracurriculars, you're going to pay to put your kids in extracurriculars. There's less flexible daily schedule. And some schools do still require parent volunteer hours. And there's a tuition, so there is a cost there. This isn't a free lane, but it's a lane with a lot of benefits. So lane five is another lane that is a new up and coming option for people. And that would be the one room educational model. One room resources are one or more families coming together to hire a teacher to privately educate their children of multiple ages. It's kind of a wonderful hybrid of lane one and lane four because you submit your online private school affidavit form to the state, so you are technically still the school that you're homeschooling your kids. However, you can hire a teacher to be the one that's teaching the kids. No vaccinations are required, and between you, the other families, and that teacher can decide if you're going to do one day a week or 5 days a week. You know, you get to choose. The teacher is teaching, but the parents decide with the teacher all the different things, like what the curriculum is going to be, what the learning style is going to be, and the methodology. You get to choose the schedule, you know, when are the vacation dates going to be. You get to choose, you know, is the teacher going to be the one that administers the tests and holds the paperwork for the students, or do you want more say in that and you get to administer the tests, they teach the material. So there's a lot of flexibility in there and how much you're involved and how much you're having the teacher do for you, and you pay for that. And this is huge, you know. It's a smaller class size. There's more one-on-one with your children. And that, like homeschooling with multiple age children, you have multiple ages, multiple grades, and the olders can help the youngers. When the teacher is explaining a concept to the older ones, the younger ones are hearing that, so they're getting the education before they get the education. So there's this real collegial thing going on in there as well, in that one room. And essentially with my kids, I had pre-K up through high school. So at one point in time, I kind of had a one-room schoolhouse, and I loved it. And the olders did teach the youngers learned from the olders, it was wonderful. So it would be that sort of concept. You do pay for the curriculum. You still must prepare and plan ahead for your child's high school educational path. And there is a cost in that because you're hiring a teacher. Now, I wanted to say one thing about all the lanes is that high school students can register for dual enrollment in community colleges at the same time. And that's a beautiful option for your high schoolers so that, let's say you want to give them an English class, you can send them to a local community college. It's a one semester class, but it counts for a whole year of high school. So they're going to earn college credits while still doing their English for high school. So that's a wonderful option, and you can use that in any of these lanes, I believe, even with the private Christian schools. That would be something you'd have to ask them. On the back here, I want you to notice that there's different resources listed here in the corner. Those are our websites for you. There's different class options here. If you are homeschooling full-time or going through a PSB, there's different class options here, different curriculum listed. Take time to look through that. I want to point one thing out is we have booklets back here from Pacific Justice Institute. Now, remember when I said that you know, you can buy Christian curriculum, but you can't turn it into the state in a public school charter. And they say, you know, you if it has God in it or Christian, then you can't turn that paperwork in. However, this book is about your rights and your child's rights of what they can and can't do. You know, can they pray on school campuses? You know, and one of the things is, can they write papers and speak on Christian topics as class assignments? And actually the answer is yes, they can. But we get told you can't. So I would recommend you pick up one of these pamphlets. If we run out, you can go to the Pacific Justice Institute on the back here and you can download this and learn what your students' rights are if they're still in the public school and you haven't taken them out yet. Let me see, do I have another resource? So there's one other thing I want to talk to you about today, because it's 10 o'clock, and that is on our foothillschurch.org website. We're going to look at some screen slides here. So this is, if you go on foothillschristianchurch.org, this would be the home page. Can everybody see that okay? You would click on the menu tab. The menu tab includes the word schools. I don't know where that is. Oh, thank you. You would click on schools and you would click on school choice. Thank you. Now, you'll notice here, school choice heading. So it talks about the conference that we're in now. If you scroll down, there's resources for parents and teachers. That tab there is a Help for Parents form. You can click on that, and it'll include things like your name and number, and if you scroll down from there, it'll ask other questions like the schools your children are enrolled in, similar to if you registered for this conference, but then any specific questions, and you can click on some options there of things, you know, are you looking for someone to help mentor you through this process of homeschooling? We have staff members and experts that will help you map out your child's educational path, or what curriculum might be right for you, or how would you organize your day. And then when you're done there, you'll click on submit, which is in the upper right hand corner of that page. If you go back to the other screen, you'll notice that there's resources for teachers and resources for parents. And some of those resources and links are to the Homeschool Legal Defense Attorney website, which does have you could side by side fill out your private school affidavit, and they will walk you through every single step and tell you what to input, what to do, how to answer the questions on the public school affidavit. That would be the Homeschool Legal Defense Attorney, HSDLA, right, website. And the Pacific Justice Institute website is on there. There's a bunch of resources there for you guys. So I just wanted to point that out, that we have that on our foothillschurch.org website.